Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and God bless you, everyone. We are blessed to see another Sunday morning in the Lord. Well, this morning we may not get an opportunity to hear Apostle Sandra Thomas because she had such an awesome, awesome birthday celebration on last night over at Apostle Neil's church. So we will begin with prayer, and it's let's talk with Minister Brandon and Minister Sheila Kaiser. So, and Cecilia, that's me. Okay, so we're going to pray. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for who you are. You're God. You're Jehovah Shammah. You're Adonai. You're Jehovah Shalom. You're Jehovah Tiskanu. God, with all of the names that we call you, it still isn't enough. For names and titles and all that that we call you, God, still doesn't give us a complete picture or exhibit just how great and just who you are. We call you Daddy God. We call you Papa. We call you Heavenly Father. We call you friend, and you call us friends. God, we call you when we need you. We called you when we want you. God, we call you just because you're God. We thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We thank you for your name is hallowed. Your name is revered. Your name is to be glorified. You are the one and only true and living God. Thank you, Daddy God. We could search all over this world. We could search in the skies. We could search in the seas. We could search in the trees. But, God, we would never find the one and only true and living God like you. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our justifier. We thank you for sending Jesus to be our substitute for all the sin that we've committed. We thank you for sending your Holy Spirit so that we would have the Comforter here with us to lead and guide us in all truth. We thank you for your word. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. God, we have so much to thank you for. Be glorified in all that we do and say on today, and let it glorify you. Let it lift up Jesus so that he could draw all men unto him. And let it heal, deliver, and set free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, thank you to everyone that's called in to listen to Let's Talk with Smile 3E. Minister Sheila, did you have anything you wanted to start off with prayer or to say anything or just turn it over to you to see what you want to do this morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Father, Sister Lex, Cecilia, Kaiser, and Minister Brandon, and to all you listeners, and to all the family and sisters and brothers of God. I just want to thank today the Lord have blessed us all to have to worship and cherish another day of life in his love. And I'm praying and thanking the Lord for carrying me through this illness that I'm going through, to take me through the pain and to deal with it and to learn how to even treasure him through my sickness and praise him through my sickness and thank him, because whatever you go through, someone always have it worse than you. It's going through more than you can deal with it. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I just want to say I thank you for another blessed day for all of my heavenly and earthly brothers and sisters, and I just want to pray that the Lord bless us all and to have us to understand no matter what you're going through, someone is always going through more, and to deal with it is to know that he can make it all better. And I want to bless my family, my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my nephews, and all my grandkids, and all my sisters out in the world that I call sisters and I love as sisters, and all are to me as brothers and sisters. And I just thank the Lord and to ask for you all to continue to pray for me, that I come recover from this illness and be able to return and to let the devil know you still ain't got it. I don't care what pain I'm in, what aggravation I'm going through, but agony, you still ain't made nothing different between me and my Father above and the Son that is my big brother, Christ Lord Jesus. I thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. On last night, Apostle Sandra Thomas was sharing her testimony, and she was talking about how the enemy's agenda is to throw things at us, whether it's sickness and disease or situations and circumstances, because he wants us to quit God. And so Minister Sheila basically came back and said the same thing, because we all have to realize that the enemy of our soul, Lucifer, the devil, Satan, and all the other numbers, names and symbols and things that, you know, align to him, is not only jealous, but remember, he was with God. He was the minstrel of music. I mean, when he thought he was big and bad, he got kicked right out of heaven. And so, therefore, he wants company. So just like he can say all of the great things and other people can say all of the great things he did when he was in heaven, he definitely won't be able to say all of the great things that and agony that he's going to go through down in hell and torment, because that's not something to be praised. So I thank God for him using Apostle Sandra Thomas and Minister Sheila on today to remind us that the agenda. Now, if you ever seen a wrestling match and you saw the wrestlers wrestling, one way to end the match is to tap out. How many of us have tapped out? How many of us have grown angry with God and tapped out? How many of us have allowed the situations and the circumstances to make us think that the adversary, the enemy, is winning? From Genesis to Revelations, we see that we win. So unfortunately, a lot of times, if you don't yield and submit to God, see, that's not tapping out. That's surrendering and saying, God, you know, if you ever watch wrestling and they hit each other's hands, or back in the day when they were doing roller derby, they would tap the person, or even on the relay race, you tap the person because you turn the race, you turn the fight over to them. The word of God tells us that revenge is not ours, it is the Lord's. So if you're going to tap out of anything, you need to tap out of your own self reliancy or your own self-sufficiency or your own pride, to be able to come to God and say, God, I yield and I surrender to you. I dare not tap out to the enemy. I dare not tap out to this situation. I dare not tap out to whatever he's trying to do. On last night, Apostle Sandra Thomas talked about some of the things that the enemy had been doing with her and to her. But see, she's a walking, living epistle that's of the miraculous power and nature and virtue and attributes and character of God. Because, see, according to the doctors, she should have been gone a long time ago. But she's still here preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. She's still here mentoring and showing her not only natural and biological, but also her spiritual sons and daughters and people that don't even know her personally, but she's teaching them through things like Facebook and Blog Talk Radio and FaceTime and those various tools that she's out there ministering on to show this sick and dying world that no matter what happens, don't tap out to the enemy. Yield to God. Give your all to God, your whole heart to God. Give your whole heart to the things that God is calling you to. Sometimes people get caught up on if they're going to work with this ministry or that ministry. Well, what I love about God is when you look in the Bible and you see the disciples, Jesus sent them here, he sent them there. When you see John the Baptist, when you see even the disciples of John the Baptist, they were going here and they were going there. But they were serving one God, and they were serving one purpose, and on one destiny, and that's to share the Great Commission, to tell the world, to tell this sick and dying world about God. So, for those of you that don't know, Evangelist Billy Graham died. And the one thing that death has done is showed us how he didn't tap out. He did not tap out to the enemy of our souls. He yielded to God and showed God that, send me. I'll go. He yielded to God and said, I will train him, I will train her. God, what do you want me to do? An evangelist of God. Well, I'm here to tell you, there's things that have happened on our jobs. There's things that have happened in our family. There's things that have happened in every area of our lives. But guess what? Nothing has happened to us that can even add up to what Jesus Christ did for each and every one of us. You know, that's something when you do something for somebody and you're the innocent one. There's something when you jump in into the fight, when you jump into the dilemma, when you jump into this something that really, if you really think about it, had nothing to do with you. But because of the love of God, you decided, I'll take this right here. I'll take it. He gave his whole life for us. For us. Each and every one of us. Why? Didn't even have to tap out. He prayed and said, Lord, if this cup can pass for me, he wanted it to pass. But in the end, he said, but not my will, your will be done. When he was on the cross, and he cried out to God. The last thing he said once again was, it is finished. So since he's already said that it's finished, and in the beginning God already said that it's good, don't you know that you just got to get before God and just say, God, it's not finished in my natural eyesight yet. But God, I gotta know that I know that I know that it's finished in the spirit realm. So, yes, I like another thing that Apostle O'Neill said last night. He said he looks at his life and he sees so many years behind him versus the years before him. So although someone could have been here 50-something years, and now in their lifetime, they may look forward and not know if they're going to see 50-something more years. The reality of it is that not only does God know what our future holds, he knows what our present holds. And sometimes when you're going to the future, on that journey to the future, you may not understand what God is doing and what he's allowing. But look at what Jesus did. Look at the sacrifices he made. Look at how his mother, Mary, said, "Be it unto me according to your word." The shame of it being said that she was having a relationship prior to being married. We have to realize this. There's a scripture, Mark 10:27, that says, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things with God are possible." Once again, Jesus looked at them and said, "With men, this is impossible, but God, my God, but with God." Let me read this whole scripture to you again. Jesus looked at him and said, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Matthew 10:27. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're feeling, remember, with man, this is impossible. It may be impossible to deal with this or that situation or this person or that person. Dealing with this on your job, dealing with that on your job, dealing with hurt, harm, or pain, dealing with disappointment, dealing with being lied on and talked about, dealing with this bill for that bill, dealing with the need for a vacation but not necessarily having the funding for that vacation, dealing with going on the vacation and the weather changing while you're there. So now, although you thought you were going to be on the beach or doing this or that, you didn't realize that it's your time to shut in with God in that quiet place. You're on the expressway and you're stuck in traffic and you want to get from point A to point B, not realizing, once again, this is your time to sit in that traffic and glorify God. It's time for you to have a praise break and just thank him and glorify him and tell him how great he is and how wonderful he is. Or just to have a Selah moment to thank God for the car that you're driving, the truck that you're driving. To thank God for the ability to get from point A to point B safely. That traffic could have just saved your life. Thanking God for the fact that you have gas in your car so that you can, or a truck, to get from point A to point B. Thanking God for even that delay on the airplane might have made you miss something as far as a meeting or something, event you wanted to go through. But it was also an opportunity for you to use that time to read your word, to seek God, because he needed to say something to you. Flesh of ours will make us miss out on opportunities to show our love towards one another. It can make us lose opportunities to spend time with God, quality time with God. Yes, I've been in those airports before, waiting for the plane, or in that train station waiting for the train, or sitting on the train. A matter of fact, it happened to me these past couple of weeks quite a bit. I was on the train to go from point A to point B, and I was stuck in the tunnel. I'm not even talking about where you can go and get some water or use the restroom or anything like that. I mean, we were stuck in the tunnel. Whether it was 15 minutes or 40 minutes, the point that I'm making is God allowed me to see that it was an opportunity for me to read the scriptures, to meditate on his word day and night. And on the other opportunity, he allowed me to listen to music and worship music. God changed me. Or I began to worship God and sing a song about how much I love him and how much I need him. See, we have to ask God to give us those, those unctionings in those situations when everybody else is angry and when our flesh wants us to be angry, to use it as a time to remember that we can give God all of the glory. We can give God all of the praise and thank God for that opportunity that he just gave us to praise him, to worship him. See, it's easy to join everybody else when you're in a train station or when you're driving down the expressway or and you're in traffic. It's easy to get angry. But let's make it easier that when you're in those situations and circumstances, that it's a Selah moment, a time for you to rest in the presence of God, a time for you to give him thanks, a time for you to give him all the glory and all the praise. Because I am here to tell you, when I was looking around that train, if those people weren't giving out some nonverbal language that was saying this or that, if they weren't cussing, if they weren't fussing, you know what, God is so awesome. He had me just, I had forgotten my phone, so I couldn't meditate on the scriptures via the electronic Bible like I usually do. But then he reminded me that I had my little bitty miniature MP3 player, and I got to listen to Tamla Mann singing about Change Me, and I just got to go into a place of worship where I just sat on the train all of that time. And then the challenge was once the train started moving and it appeared that it was going to the next place, when we got there, we were stalled again. So in life, see, I'm making a transition. In life, it could seem like you just went through one thing and God helped you pray your way through that one and praise your way through that one. And right when it looks like you're getting ahead, right when it looks like life is moving on, here comes another thing to cause a delay again. But that delay is really a Selah moment to rest in the Lord. That delay is a moment for you to remember, have I been praying? Have I been coming before God when I know this brother or sister has an ought against me, so therefore I need to leave my gift at the altar and go and get it right again with them? It didn't say that you had something against them. The word of God says that they had something against you. So as they have something against you, whether it's merited or unmerited, when you take the time to get out of yourself, to get out of your flesh, to say no, even if they wronged me, even if they spoke ill of me, I'm going to go to them and I'm going to apologize. See, that's what Jesus did for us. He said, although he was without fault, he was without shame, he was without sin, he decided to go and be a substitute for us. You know, he didn't deserve what he went through. And so even as you're watching the ministry of God, as you're watching the ministry of Jesus and you see him go from this place to healing the sick, and then he runs into the Pharisees again. I mean, when you see he was in the desert, he was in the in that dry place, and the enemy tried to tempt him. He made it out of that, but it didn't mean that he wouldn't have the Garden of Gethsemane moment. It didn't mean that he wouldn't have that time on the cross when he cried out, why hast thou forsaken me? See, we forget that as when Jesus was going on his journey to victory, to save us, to redeem us, that he went through situations and circumstances that he could have tapped out. But he didn't. And he still is making intercession for each and one of us as he waits his soon return, that for him to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So even Jesus who is the Son of God, who is our Savior and our Messiah, who is our healer, who has done so much for each and one of us, because even when he went to the Father, after all, because of his love for us, he said he didn't want to leave us comfortless. Now, that's God. How many of us go through a situation and a circumstance and come out wanting to bless the very people that caused what you experienced? Yeah, I have some family members that have done some crazy stuff, and I have done some crazy stuff myself. I have some people on my job that have done some crazy stuff, but I've done some crazy stuff myself. I have some people here and there that have done some crazy stuff, but again, I've done some crazy stuff myself. Not like Jesus, but yet, look at the sacrifice that he made for us. Some of the things that we're doing or experiencing, we need to go to God and say, God, have I tapped out and I don't know that I tapped out? God, am I holding something in my heart against a brother or a sister? Or are they holding something against me and I just haven't went to get it right? God, am I doing the things that I need to do in order to get the proper rest for this temple that you've given me? God, am I eating and drinking the way that I should be in order to take care of this temple that you've given me? God, am I taking care of the things that you've given me, the house, the car, the clothes, the hair, the nails, the body? Even is my body odor? See, that's a whole nother message. Is my body odor something that's pushing people away because they're saying, Now, years ago, the late pastor of Fred used to, basically he had what I called a Listerine ministry. People would have stinky breath and he would tell you. He would let you know to go and get you some mouthwash. Why did I say that? Because how can you minister to someone when they can't hear you because your body odor or your breath is stinking so bad until it's offensive? We have to realize that everything that we do has to have the aroma of love. It has to have the aroma of loyalty and commitment to God. And therefore, we don't want things to be a distraction. On last night, Apostle Sandra Thomas called me up to say something. So the main reason that I didn't want to go up is because I wasn't, you know, dressed up and things of that sort. So sometimes people can't hear you because of the way that you're dressed or not dressed. But in the end, I said that because Dr. Wright had let me know that, you know, she wanted to call me up, but it wasn't going to happen. And I was okay with that because I really didn't expect to be called up there, because the main thing is I wanted to come and appreciate and love on Apostle Sandra Thomas, who is also my cousin and leader. And so although I couldn't get leave, I was like, okay, when I get off work, I'm going. And then I'll get back to there so I can be back at work on tomorrow. Now, one of the things that people know about Apostle Sandra Thomas is that she's gone to minister at different places, and it cost her more to go there than she received when she got there. There's more people that she's prayed for that wasn't there. But how many of you know that people make time for what they want to make time for? And I'm so glad that Jesus made time for you and I. I'm so glad that Jesus wasn't too busy to come down from the cross to come here and have his ministry that we can now emulate. I am so glad that Jesus wasn't too busy that he couldn't share the parables when he needed to share the parables and the stories and the healings and the various teaching moments and the feeding the 5,000. I'm glad that he wasn't too busy trying to do this or that, but he made time. He even reminded us with Martha and Mary. Martha was so busy doing until she didn't realize that what she was doing was what she needed to do, and what Mary was doing was what Mary needed to do. So So many times we're missing out on what God has called us to do because we're so busy looking at what we think other people should be doing. One of the things that I know that I know that I know without a shadow of a doubt is that daily God is teaching me something. And he'll teach me even more than that if I allow myself to be teachable. And so we can't allow the situations and circumstances in our life to cause us to tap out to teach, so that we, how would I say, okay, these situations and these circumstances, they come, and they try to cause us to tap out. They try to cause us to lose our focus. And when we tap out and when we lose our focus, we've missed a teachable moment. That time when you were caught in traffic, and that was a moment for you to get deeper and more intimate with God. That moment when you were on your job and you know that you know that person did whatever they did and you got mad and you act whatever kind of way. Instead of saying, God, what was I supposed to learn from that? I'm going to pray for that brother or sister. The word of God says, bless those that curse you. Do good to those that hate for you. Pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. It didn't say that when they curse us, we curse them back. That's a whole nother message. It didn't say when they hate on us, to hate on them back. It didn't say when they despitefully use you and persecute you that you give it back. The word of God even goes further to let us know that if someone is to be forgiven, you don't just forgive them seven times, but seven times seven, and even more than that, because God has given us much forgiveness, much mercy. Oh, but let me just make it personal. God has given me countless, innumerable times of forgiveness. Sometimes forgiveness on top of forgiveness on top of forgiveness. And I don't mean the next day. Sometimes in the same day, in the same very hour, God's had to forgive me. So on today, if you really, really, really search your heart, ask God, what situation and circumstances, see, I didn't say circumstance, with a plural, stances and situations, circumstances, I'm going to say it again, not circumstance, circumstances, you might say, why do you keep saying that? Because circumstance after circumstance after circumstance that has come in your life, health, situations and circumstances, financial situations and circumstances, disappointment, disagreements, lack of unity, whatever it is, look at it as an opportunity for you to get closer to God, to grow deeper in your relationship with God, to be an example to the people surrounding you about how great God is. Don't tap out to the enemy of our souls. Don't tap out to the situations and the circumstances. But yield and surrender to God. You don't have to wrestle with God like Jacob. And even if you do, and he gives you a thorn in your side, or even if you do, and you finally end up saying, not my will, but your will be done. Even if you do, and you end up saying, be it unto me according to your word, and the will of God will have its way in your life. So today, don't tap out to the enemy, but yield and submit to God. Or if you say, no, I've been wrestling with the will of God in my life. If you say you've been wrestling with the way of God in your life, if you say you've been wrestling with the word and purpose and destiny of God in your life,
in those situations and circumstances, if you're saying, I need to tap out so that I can stop wrestling with God, whether you call it tapping out or whether you call it yielding or whether you call it surrendering, make sure it's with the Lord of Lords. Make sure it's with the King of Kings, because God is only going to do what's best for you, and he only wants what's best for you. That pain, give it to God. That disappointment, give it to God. That lack, that shame, give it to God. That ill will towards someone or someone has it towards you, give it to God. Bless those that curse you. Do good to those that hate you. Pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. Remember, God has power over all circumstances. For those things that appear to be impossible to man are not impossible to God. And if what I said, if it gets offensive towards you and you don't like it, say amen. Well, humankind, those things that would be seem to be impossible to humankind, know that it's not to God. That job that you want, that you haven't seen it yet, give it to God. Because God may have something better for you. That boss, that colleague, that professor, that assignment, that dissertation. My goodness. That residency. That illness in your body. That financial need that you have before God. That transportation need that you have. That shelter need that you have. That connection, that adjoining and unity and fellowshipping with the people of God, that gathering, whatever it is, give it to God. Lay aside every weight that so easily besets you, that sin. Stop making excuses for it. Give it to God so that God can bless you, so that you can be a blessing. God wants us to be a blessing, so that when people see us, they see his love, they see his grace, and they see his mercy. So be blessed and be encouraged on today, and know that God is still God and he's still in control. Pray for our White House. Pray for our leadership in every state, in every city. Pray for the people of God. Pray for the house of God. Just pray. Minister Brandon, did you have anything you wanted to say before I let Minister Sheila say something? Okay, hold on. Here's Minister Brandon.
Oh, yeah, just to add on to what my mother was saying is just stay in prayer, and just as we give it to God, remember that God's in control, even in this political climate and whatever else is going on in the world, that ultimately God is in control. And just as he protected Joseph and his family during the famine, he could even do it during these perilous times and give us favor in the eyes of man and all for his glory.
Amen. And how many of you know the favor of God not only opens doors that no man can shut, but it shuts doors that no man can open? Ah, stand under those windows of heaven so that God can pour out those blessings that you won't have room to receive. Your blessings are overtaking you. In Jesus' name, Minister Sheila, you have something you wanted to add before we go off the air?
No, I just want to say that was a blessed word. That was a prayerful word. That was, as we say, insane, you know, to let all the craziness know, you know, to let it go, let it go. The devil can't win. He can only make you believe he can win. I don't care what might look good today. When you turn it over to the Lord, he can show you how much better it can be today, tomorrow, right now. No matter what you're going through, as we have said, and as well we have always said, God will see you through. It's not going to happen now. But when it do happen, oh, my God, TNT ain't got no big of an explosion of joy and love and happiness that the Lord can bless and send you through. And I just want to say thank you for all the prayers and sayings that I have heard today, and I thank the Lord for blessing me and all of my brothers and sisters of this world to understand without him, we are nothing. Thank you.
Amen. Don't forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And remember this melody. I need thee, O Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Bring it to God. It said, I come to thee. Bye-bye.